We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. If you're just joining us, and if you want to call us, please do so at 727-498-0502 or tweet us, if you're the shy type.
At Marco Radio Show 1. Uh-huh. Friend us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, sorry.
That's okay.
That was perfect.
One of the things that we didn't mention at the beginning of the show is we also have a website. So if you're interested in checking out the Marco Radio Show crew, we have some pictures posted at Marco Radio Show.
.com.
Steph just went through recently and upgraded some of our pictures. One of the things that she upgraded, last weekend, was a picture of a red screech owl that I sort of rescued.
Yeah.
Maybe sort of.
It didn't make it.
Oh.
I know. Yeah. I know.
They call you and tell you that?
No. The president of my homeowners association was...
The president called.
Was very upset about the owl. She, as a matter of fact, she's the one that called me last Saturday to come in because she knew of my expertise in gathering up wounded birds and taking them to the seabird sanctuary for repair.
Yes.
She knew of my prowess.
Yes.
So she called me, and last Saturday I go in, and there's this little owl on the ground, which is unusual. They don't usually hang out on the ground. So immediately, with my expertise, I knew that there was something wrong.
Right. Swooped into action.
So I swooped the bird all up.
Swooped him.
Put him in a bucket. And
put him in a bucket and jiggled him around a bit.
I got
put
him
a
over.
Stick and a leaf in there so he felt comfortable.
Poke some holes in the lid.
And floated him down the river.
I took him over to the seabird sanctuary, and I took him out of the bucket. And actually, I didn't take him out of the bucket. The guy who worked there took him out of the bucket, and I said, hey, how about let me get a couple of pictures of that bird?
Right. He wasn't very big.
No, the screech owls are tiny.
Right.
They're tiny. They look like, remember those toys, the Furbies?
Yes.
With the big eyes?
Yes.
I think those were supposed to be owls, right? No. Weren't Furbies supposed to be owls?
Those are devils.
They were like gremlins.
They had owl beak, and they had, owl eyes. Didn't they?
And they would swear a lot.
They would swear a lot.
Only hours.
Furbies freaked me out.
Yeah. Anyway, so I got this bird over to the seabird sanctuary, just like I had done four or five times before.
Numerous times.
I'd like to think that by now they would have some sort of a plaque there. Great bird rescuer.
Right.
Mark O.
Wrangler.
Mark O.
You know, that guy of the show.
Right.
I saw no such plaque.
The aviary of injury.
I think that's because we haven't donated enough money.
However, they started to give me a little bit of flack when I sort of balked at giving them a donation.
Right. Well,
I'm giving you a bird.
A broken bird.
There's your donation, damn it.
Here you go.
I ended up having to give him my last $4.
You can tell him they can keep the bucket.
Yeah, keep the bucket and the towel.
I made it. It's just like what he lives in at home.
Right.
You've seen owls live in buckets and trees.
Yeah. That's not a screech owl. That's a bucket owl.
Yeah.
What do you know?
Yeah. So I snapped a couple of pictures that you can go to our website, MarcoRadioShow.com, and see the picture of this cute little bird.
Yes.
Now, the sad thing is the veterinarian took the bird in the back. And
oh, this one's been dead for hours.
No.
Did you put this in a bucket?
Yeah.
Did he have a bucket list? No. She came out a few minutes later and she says, well, looks like its wing is fractured. We can't promise you anything, you know. And I was like, well, Doc, do your best. And she promised she would. Well, a couple days later, my HOA president, who was concerned about the little guy, called over there to see that if maybe when he was recuperated, if we could pick him up and bring him back to the property.
No.
And they said, well.
That bucket that he was in, he kicked it. He didn't make it.
So that's kind of a sad story about the red screech owl. Hey, the red screech owls are supposed to be rare. They have like three or four different color schemes.
Yeah.
And the red ones are the most rare. And that's what we had.
And yeah. You've saved a screech owl before here.
Right.
That in one in the fence backyard. Was a screech owl,
also
that was a screech
too. Then put in a bucket?
No.
That one was hand carried.
That one you made Renee hold the whole way.
Renee carried it the entire way from our house to the Seabird Sanctuary. 10 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever it is.
By car,
close.
Right.
Yeah, close.
But that one made it.
Yeah, that one made it.
That one made it.
Because you didn't put it in a bucket.
I haven't been to the Seabird Sanctuary because I haven't been on many field trips with the children lately.
Hmm.
But I know last time with the Girl Scouts, we went to the Seabird Sanctuary.
Right.
Our screech owl was still there.
Yeah.
He was there, and they knew exactly who he was and where he
was. Now, let me ask you this. How exactly did you know that that was our screech owl?
His name is Hank.
Did he wink at you and go,
no.
Hey, Stephanie, how you sticking?
Yeah.
Because every time before that, there was only one screech owl. And then that time after that, there were two. Yeah. This beer.
It's good. Beer. It's good.
Well, it's 8.8% by volume.
I'm feeling it.
Careful. So before the break, I said that when we came back, we would talk a little bit about Making a Murderer. And that was a documentary that came out a couple years ago.
Has it been that long now?
I think it's been a couple years ago. 2016.
That would be this year.
Still this one.
It's been a hell of a year, man.
We're still in it.
That beer is good. I don't even know what year I'm in.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago. 16.
16.
Wow.
Dunder and Blexum mind-altering beer.
Good job, Doc Brown.
They should have just called it Mind Eraser.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know.
Perfect for the holidays.
Listen.
Stupefaction juice.
Stephanie said before the break that we watched the documentary three times.
I watched three times.
We're still not convinced
on
whether or not they did.
Dad, you didn't watch it once.
Yes, I did. I watched it all three
sleeping.
Times. No. I was into it.
First time.
Dad.
Maybe the second.
That's right up my alley. Anything that has to do with murder.
I'm in it.
He's in it to win it.
I love murder.
Hey, could you say that a little closer to my shirt?
Yeah. What?
Huh?
Anyway, so the whole documentary has to do with this guy, Stephen Avery.
Right.
Right. And his cousin, or not, his nephew.
His nephew.
Brandon Dassey. And I just want to sort of say this, and I'm not trying to be mean or anything like that.
What a dumbass.
The Avery family, if you've seen this documentary, one thing that you will pick up on immediately is that the Avery family is lacking brain cells.
What a dumbass.
All of them are lacking brain cells. All of them.
They're undereducated people.
Yes.
Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
The brain cells might be there. They've just never been.
Bless their heart.
Yes. They've never been.
They never learned it anything.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And everybody was too afraid of them to teach them anything.
Yeah, right? Because they apparently kill you.
Anyway, so apparently this girl was killed on the property. Right outside Stephen Avery's mobile home.
Well, there you go.
Or inside the mobile home.
Allegedly.
They're not sure.
There's so much controversy about the whole thing because there was no blood evidence anywhere. Apparently, she was stabbed and shot. You would think that somewhere on this property there's going to be some blood evidence.
Yeah.
Right. Right outside of Stephen Avery's mobile home is this huge fire pit.
Right.
What they would burn, you know, furniture, you name it. They would burn it in this
all
fire
kinds
pit.
Of junk.
Well, authorities found bones in there that were so burnt that they couldn't say for sure that they were of this victim's body.
So there might be another one.
Or they, a few
good point.
It could be.
Pets. Well, you need to watch.
Did
the
I just
doc-
change? The
you
got to
watch the documentary. Anyway, the nephew, Brandon Dassey, who has been in prison since 2007. Okay.
Right. The murder happened in 2005.
Right.
When and he was six,
he was convicted in 2007. He was 16.
He was 16.
Right.
At the time of the murder?
No, at the time of the murder, he must have been 14.
14.
Right.
And you feel so sorry for him.
Yeah.
In the documentary, you know, he's...
So dim-witted.
Well, and scared.
And scared.
He is frightened of authority. He will tell them anything.
Yeah.
He
just wants to go home.
Right. He is trying to tell them whatever they want to hear.
Most of his responses are, I don't know.
And you can just tell, I could tell, that he was terrified and shut down, if you will. Not communicating.
A judge in Wisconsin decided that it looks like his confessions were coerced. Mm-hmm. And if you watch the documentary, they were. Those detectives interviewing him got away with murder, truly.
Right.
Maybe they did it.
Well, that's part of the whole documentary. You got to watch it. I mean, it's very compelling. It's very compelling. And I cannot wait for them to come out with another season.
Right.
And which they're supposed to do.
Yes.
Is it on DVD?
It's on Netflix.
Right. But is it on DVD?
I don't know.
You have Netflix.
You have Netflix.
No, we don't.
You don't?
Why not?
Hannah, talk to your brother about you are getting out his of Netflix the know. Working.
Well,
please.
I don't understand.
The Wii stopped working.
Why do you need the Wii?
Because we were doing it with the Wii.
Why?
Because that's how we always did it.
Don't you have an Xbox?
Yeah.
Don't you have like 5 different Xboxes?
No.
Yeah.
No, I just have the one.
Anyway.
Okay, the one.
Anyway,
we'll get
so
you back on the Netflix.
This federal judge decided that Brandon Dassey needed to be released from prison.
Right.
Can you imagine being this kid? You've been in prison now since 2007.
Right. Nine years.
9 years. Okay. I think now he's like 27 years old.
Right.
Something like that. He was thinking he's getting out of prison today.
Right. The judge.
He was supposed to get out of prison at 8 p.m. today, right when our show stops. He was supposed to get out of prison.
The judge ordered that he must be released by 8 p.m. today, meaning he would be home for Thanksgiving. He would be home after spending that many years in prison.
Well, what happened yesterday is the Court of Appeals said, no, he's not going anywhere until all of these appeals come to resolution.
Right.
You know.
So dashed his hopes again.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, this, I feel so sorry for him. He has been.
If in fact he did help in the murder, it was not his idea. He is not the kind of kid that has the wherewithal to say, no,
right.
I don't want to do that. He's going to do whatever anybody tells him to do.
Right. And he did not come across as anyone with any malice.
Right.
He's
just a gentle kid. He's a big kid.
He's a big kid, but he seems very gentle.
Meek.
Meek, mild.
Dim-witted, you know. I hate to keep saying that, but, you know.
Well, he does have a documented learning disability.
Right.
But it's just so unfair.
It is unfair.
How they've treated him.
Mm-hmm.
And then to add this to it.
Right.
Was just, what a crushing blow.
One of the things that I got when watching the documentary is the detectives that were interviewing him. They're so smug. And you can tell that they're so cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they weren't detectives, they could easily be used car salesmen.
Right.
I mean, just the worst of the worst. And I would love it if at some point it came back where he was completely exonerated and those two jokers went to prison.
Right.
Because that's not right. You can't take away somebody's life like that.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. I agree with that.
So, that's sad.
You know, we're going to keep watching.
Right. I'm hoping that maybe this spring...
Hopefully.
They'll have another, you know, season or, you know, that kind of thing.
I know they're
of making a murderer.
They're talking.
They've been
about
talking
a
about it
too.
So,
but I really hope that justice prevails as far as Brendan Dassey goes, because after watching the documentary, like I said, three times,
right?
I know it's supposedly biased and this and that and the other thing, but I didn't see anything that pointed to the fact that Brendan Dassey was even remotely involved.
Well, when you go back to the whole thing and you look at it, Stephen Avery was framed for another crime and spent a ton of years in prison.
Right, like almost 20.
And then got out and was going to sue the DA's office, and... Lo and behold, as soon as he filed suit against them, now all of a sudden, he murdered somebody.
Right.
Or supposedly murdered. There's a whole bunch. You got to watch it. If you have not seen Making a Murderer, you can go on Netflix and see the whole thing.
See the whole thing.
It's good. It's worth the watch.
I want to say the total show is, I don't know, it's 30 hours?
Something like that.
Something.
It's less than Game of Thrones.
It's less than Game of Thrones, but it's there's a time commitment.
Right.
That's the word.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe I've watched it three times, but I have.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Because I want to know.
How's everybody's Dunder and Blixum?
I would like a refill.
Please. Would
yes,
you?
Could use a refill.
Okay. All right. Ty, how's yours?
It's
Ty the non-drinker, just hand that over to your mom.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll hand this one down to you.
Yep.
To refill.
I will do that.
Lovely.
All right.
Oh, probably shouldn't drink too much more of this if I'm
I'm telling you, 8.8% by volume. I noticed after I drank my first one, my ears started sweating.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
I don't know if that's a side effect that they want us to talk about.
Yeah.
Or it could just be hot here in the studio.
And headphones. Might have something.
It's a big part of it.
It's a big part.
You're wearing earmuffs in Florida.
Yeah.
So your ears might perspire.
Might perspire a little bit.
A scooch.
Maybe
yes.
A little bit.
Hey, do we want to play Stump the Chump?
We probably should before I drink my next Dunder and Blixum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who knows what I'm
Since you are the MC of our Stump the Chump. Okay, listen, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502 or tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. Do that.
Call us on the breaks if you want to talk about something private, apparently.
Yeah. Or call us during the break if you want to talk about something private. Yeah.
Love you, Mom.
Yeah.
Do we have a theme for Stump the Chump?
We do.
What is it?
What is Thursday?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's Thanksgiving Stump the Chump.
All right.
All right, everybody. When we come back, we will play our Thanksgiving-themed Stump the Chump.
I thought you were going to say Thump the Chump.
Thump the Chump. I might thump a chump if I lose again. Damn it. We'll be right back.
I'm up on a tidy wire. One side's ice and one is fire. It's a circus game with you and me. I'm up on a tightrope. One side's hate and one is hope. But the top hat on my head is all you see. And the wire seems to be the only place for me. A comedy of errors and I'm falling. I'm up in the spotlight,
Oh, does it feel right? Well, the altitude seems to get to me. I'm up on a tight wire, flanked by life and the funeral pyre, putting on a show for you to see. Past, well, maybe you're just too blind to see. I'm up in the spotlight. Oh, does it feel right? Well, the altitude really gets to me. I'm up on a tight wire, flanked by life and the funeral pyre, but I ain't gonna show you to see.
Okay, everybody, that's Tightrope by Leon Russell. And I said earlier in the show that unfortunately we have a lot of artists that have passed away, and he is one of them. He passed away earlier this week at the age of 74. Leon Russell had a 60-year career in music.
Wow.
I mean, this guy has collaborated with, I mean, you name it, the Beach Boys, Eric Clapton, Ringo Starr, George Harrison, Elton John was a huge fan of his. And took a lot of his style from him.
Yep.
Did he collaborate at all with Randy Newman?
You know what? I don't know, but it almost seems like...
it's very Randy Newman-esque. In fact, Ty said that during the break.
One of the things that I thought was interesting when I looked this up, it says that Leon Russell actually wrote the song Delta Lady, who Joe Cocker made famous.
Right.
As a matter of fact, Leon Russell is the one that organized and performed with Joe Cocker's Mad Dogs and Englishmen in the 1970s. So he kind of put the band together for Joe Cocker.
Ah, okay.
That's kind of cool.
Okay.
But yeah, man, this guy, I mean, you name it. There's all kinds of songs. He's got, I mean, hold on. Before
what?
I get ahead of myself.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Don't get ahead of myself.
What are you
don't
doing?
Get beheaded.
Don't get ahead. Don't get ahead. I thought I had on here how many, says he recorded 33 albums and at least 430 songs.
Wow.
He was busy.
That's busy.
In his 60-year career.
He's got stuff to do.
That's pretty cool. He had a very unique look. He had
was frumpy.
He had like white hair. He had this white beard that came like down to his waist. Yeah. He had white hair that, you know, I mean, he kind of like Cousin It a little bit. I mean, his face showed, but very distinctive. You would know that was Leon Russell when you saw him.
If he dressed in red, would he look like Santa?
He might. Okay. Yes, he might.
I'm just trying to get the correct...
You could say that.
You could say that.
I'm trying to get the correct picture in my mind.
Okay. Anyway, so that's that. That's Leon Russell. Rest in peace, brother. You made some good music, and
yes, and I like it. It's very
share it with the world here on Radio St.
Pete.com.
.com, everybody. Okay, let's play Stump the Chump. Does everybody have their bell, their ringer, their hooter?
See.
This is our Turkey Day version of Stump the Chump.
Yes.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
And let me just put this out here.
Preface it?
Preface.
Okay.
Yes. That we are going to play Thanksgiving trivia tonight.
Yes.
And our Thanksgiving dinner is going to be held at Grandpa Bill and Granny Pants' house.
Granny Pants' house.
These
I hope, because
be
she
revisited.
Made that call, that every time we say Granny Pants, she gets chills.
Oh,
she gets goosebumps.
Be nice. Now,
and I hope Bill is sitting there going, ha ha, Granny Pants.
Now, what I'm saying is, if you get the answer incorrect,
uh-oh,
pay attention to the correct answer.
No turkey for you.
These questions will probably pop up again on Thursday.
What?
Why?
Okay.
Why?
Right. Why? Is there
going to
be a quiz?
Maybe.
Yeah, what's going on?
So
maybe.
This is like a play to eat Thanksgiving?
No. Just to see if you're paying attention.
Lose and go hungry.
See if you're paying attention while you're doing
it. It's a rubber biscuit.
Yeah. All right.
It's a wish sandwich.
This is serious.
Okay.
Thanksgiving trivia.
I can see the look on your face. I can tell it's serious.
Yeah, she's got her neck things going.
Eyebrows are
crazy lizard neck going.
Okay. How many pilgrims came over on the Mayflower?
A ton.
No, that's not one of the options. I will give you choices.
Yes, please do.
89.
Not enough.
102. 185. Or 217. Hannah rang first.
217.
No.
89.
Mark? No. Tyler.
What was it, 185?
No.
102.
102.
We need another player that can get those ones that we miss.
Yeah, right. Collect them. Maybe we should give those to Tilly. In what year did the first American Thanksgiving celebration take place? Was it 1900, 1492?
Yeah, that one.
Nope.
No.
1621 or 1776?
1692.
That wasn't even an option.
One of the options.
It wasn't?
You said it.
There was one in 1600s, right?
1621.
Well, that's what I meant.
Okay. That's
correct.
The one. I'll give you that one. Dad gets one.
What happened? Columbus.
1492.
Yeah. He didn't discover anything.
No.
How long?
He was a turd.
How long did the first Thanksgiving feast last?
Oh, it was like 3 days.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
You didn't ring in for that.
Yeah, that
doing?
Was not even exaggerating. It was like literally like
it
3 days.
Three
Look at you,
days.
Pocahontas.
So,
plenty of time for everybody to get drunk and bitch.
And hate each other.
Yeah.
You know, 3 days is too much. What does the term cornucopia mean?
It's a basket of fruits and vegetables and squish.
Squish. It means a conglomeration of
gourds.
Stuff.
No.
Crap. A gathering.
No. Okay.
It's
stop.
Crap in a basket.
Let me give you the choices.
Wasn't I spot on?
No.
You said a squeeze.
Is it corn husks, horn of plenty, a Greek, a traditional corn dish, Tyler?
It's a horn of plenty.
Yes.
Oh.
And with horn of plenty, it is one all.
Wow. One all, everybody.
Okay. Approximately, how many feathers does a mature turkey have?
76.
Holy moly.
A million.
No.
76 being naked.
Oh, I thought you were talking about just in his butt.
No.
The whole
bird.
How would you? No.
Give us
an
idea.
How many feathers do you have to pull out of that turkey before you can eat it?
1,000.
Is it 750?
No.
1,500?
That one.
3,500 or 4,000? Tyler.
I'm going to say 3,000.
That wasn't one of the choices.
Yes,
it was. You totally
you just
said 3,000.
No, it was 3,000 something.
4,000.
That's the one. Come on.
I will give that to Tyler.
3,500?
3,500 feathers.
And this is accurate? On all turkeys?
Every single
one. Every last one of
precise.
Them.
Precise.
Approximately.
Count the nubs.
Do turkeys go through like feather loss like humans go through hair loss?
Maybe. Especially if they've had hormones.
Have you ever seen the video of the naked dancing chicken? Or not, it wasn't a chicken. It was like a little, one of those little yellow house birds, the like cockatiel or something.
What are you watching?
And he was naked?
Yeah, he didn't have any feathers from his neck down. And like his owner had him on his shoulder and was playing music. And the bird was like dancing around all crazy.
All naked?
With his little like chicken wings and stuff. It looked like a naked chicken. It was gross. It was a little gross looking, but it was so cute.
Oh, he needs a little sweater.
Yeah, serious. No, look it up though. It's so cute.
Adorable. Okay, tie is up two. Hannah and Mark have one. Which U.S. state produces the most turkeys annually?
U.S. state?
U.S. state. Where do we get them from? Do we get them from Minnesota, North Carolina, Missouri, or Arkansas?
North Carolina.
No.
Damn it.
Tyler.
Arkansas.
No. Hannah? You're down to the two M's. You are down to
Massachusetts.
Minnesota.
Yes. Woo! Minnesota. Hannah goes two. Hannah has two. Ty has two. Mark has one.
Man, I want to pee.
How fast can wild turkeys run?
Really fast. Like,
it depends how much you drink.
Well, yeah. Not if you consume buzzing a wild turkey. Can they run 15 miles an hour?
They can run.
55 miles an
hour.
No
way.
5 miles an hour or 25 miles an hour? Hannah.
I'm going a solid 15.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'd say too.
And Hannah 15. Goes up.
Mm-hmm. That's a good clip for a bird.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. That was wrong.
Oh, it's 25.
You lied.
It is 25.
Thank you.
I was gonna
I'll
say
take
25.
That point.
I'll give that to Dad, so it's 2-2. You know, glasses. I can't see.
Mm-hmm. Right. Good job, Steve Harvey.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, right.
Good. Nice. Up, no.
That was great.
Mm-hmm. Which country consumes the most turkey per year per capita?
Which country?
Which country?
Okay, now that's interesting because we generally only eat turkey on holidays.
Not really.
Well, a whole
but there's
turkey.
Probably other countries.
I'd say USA.
So the question to you, Stephanie, is what country is big in turkeys?
That's her question to us.
See how I'm turning it around?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't do that. That's not how it works.
Trying to get in her head.
That's not how you get
good
the
job,
points.
Dumas.
I have a paper in front of me with the answers.
Right. She's not just going to tell you.
Okay.
Okay.
Lay it on.
So our choices are.
Oh, who? Turkey.
Who? They didn't even make the list. Oh. They don't eat their own kind.
It's probably good.
Okay, so our country choices
are. Is it Af-Turkistan?
No. Good job, bug nuts.
Stop. Our choices are Israel, the United States.
Yeah, that one.
Mexico or Germany.
Oh, yeah.
Hannah?
USA.
No.
No, it's got to be
Germany.
No.
No.
Tyler.
Germany.
No.
Mexico.
No.
The other one, the last one, the one that's left.
That's
Israel.
Israel.
Israel. That's Israel. What I said.
They don't even have turkeys.
Come on, man.
I knew I was going to get pushed back on this. The average.
They don't make
Israeli
sand turkeys.
I don't know nothing about no bird.
The average.
They got camels.
They don't have kosher turkey.
Turkey is kosher. Stop. Stop. The average Israeli person eats 28.9 pounds of turkey per year.
That's a lot of turkey.
The average American eats 17.6
ounces.
Pounds of turkey per year.
Bunch of jive ass turkeys.
Mm-hmm. Moving on. Okay. How high must
is
a...
Hannah?
No, I'm just kidding. Bad. How
do you still have the theme for 60 minutes over there?
How high must a cranberry bounce before it is harvested?
A foot.
What?
No. 6 inches, 8 inches.
Don't bounce your
three
fruit.
3 inches or 4 inches.
4 inches.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh. Big berry bouncer.
Oh, my God. You're admitting that out loud?
Mm-hmm. Gross. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dry harvest or wet?
No, wet. Wet, preferably.
I'm just going to go ahead and leave.
Where is this going?
Mark has three.
This took a dangerous turn.
Two, Anna has two. And happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Jesus.
Who was the first president to make Thanksgiving a national holiday?
Lincoln.
Yes.
Wow. Where did you pull that from? What a guess.
Common knowledge,
you didn't
bro.
Ring wow. in, though.
Because I knew it, and there was no need
in the
for
form
ring.
Of a question.
All of my answers tonight, they've just been there.
Spot on.
Magnanimous.
Magnanimous.
Wow. Okay, so Mark has three. Hold on, I have to go to the next sheet.
Uh-oh.
Hannah Damn. Has three, and Ty has two.
Mm.
Mark and Hannah can win in one question.
Yes.
Ty could win in two.
This is where I take it.
No.
This is where it gets a little pop culture.
Oh, yeah. Right up my alley.
Uh-huh.
I got something for your alley.
Oh, no.
Gross.
Sorry. Which Thanksgiving movie stars famous comedians John Candy and Steve Martin? Mark, are you okay? I think you hurt
Planes,
yourself.
Trains, and Automobiles.
And that is it.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Go put a little gobble gobble in there.
Gobble gobble, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have a happy mm-hmm. turkey day.
How you sticking?
Mm-hmm. How you sticking?
How you sticking?
Like the stuffing to the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm looking at these stories.
They
and...
suck.
They're terrible.
No, they're not.
Let's not
talk about
them.
I don't
want
to talk about them.
Trying to plan on how I'm going to structure the rest of the show.
Who needs more beer? I need more
yeah.
beer.
All right.
Okay, well, do we?
Let's see. Hey, Hannah Claire, when we... before
I don't think I need any more.
Before the break...
Yeah.
We mentioned yeah. that one of the stories we were going to talk about was the big cat rescue
yeah.
that's over in Tampa. I said that I had never been there, but you said that you had been there.
Yes.
All right. I think
that
that's
pretty
cool.
That was a Girl Scout outing.
They have commercials about the big cat rescue all the time.
Yeah.
One of the things that I'm not a big fan of animals in captivity.
Yeah.
But... this big cat rescue, what they do is they take big cats
mm-hmm.
from these yahoos,
yeah.
yahoos.
That think it's very cool to own a big cat.
Right.
They get it as a kitten,
mm-hmm.
and when it gets too big and aggressive, they can't handle it.
Right.
So now what are you going to do with it? You just can't let it go.
Right.
So I guess Big Cat Rescue has a lot of these big cats. Supposedly, when you go over there, it's really cool.
Yeah, it was really cool when I went.
And I've heard a lot of positive Years things ago. About the way that they treat the animals.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a circus. It's not no. like a zoo. It's...
No, not at all. They no. have their big fenced-in areas. And,
right.
You know, they feed them, but for the most part, they just kind of leave them
alone.
I mean,
it's still not 100% ideal.
No, no, definitely not.
But at this point... You know, look, if a big cat or any animal has been in captivity for a number of years or any, you know, amount of time, I don't know that you can release them back.
Yeah, they're right. not going to be right.
I mean, we couldn't take Tilly and Brutus and just take them to the wild.
No.
Right.
Be
Here.
Free.
They're not going to make it.
No.
You know, so that's, I guess that's the same thing with these big cats. And where is this place? Citrus Park?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. What's the address
it's not,
here?
It's not too far.
Sure.
But
I've
one
been
of
there
the things,
once.
One of the things about the Big Cat Rescue is right. you can go and yeah. see their facility. And,
yeah, and you can do like tours and stuff.
And see the cats. but their facility is not built for the visitor.
No, not at all. It's not built for... It's not a tourist attraction.
No bathrooms.
It's built... It's built... The habitats are built geared towards the cats.
Right.
Not...
Which is good. I like
that. Right. Not their, you know, a person's ability to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this article that I'm looking at...
I have another beer.
It looks like a... some sort of... what was it? Some sort of facility in Colorado is closing?
Yes, it was actually... It was shut down for health reasons.
Well, they had 75 big cats.
Yes.
Okay.
They were a similar organization. I don't want to affiliate the two because there were issues.
Mm-hmm.
And they were shut down because they were not properly caring for their cats.
Okay.
And... All 75 cats
had to
be
go somewhere.
Moved.
Well, it looks like our big cat rescue here in Tampa is taking five.
Five.
The rest are going right into the wild.
Yeah. We still get their newsletter.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we do. The rest of the cats actually went to similar facilities across the United States. But what a big transfer. And how do you choose?
Well, how do you look? Colorado is not the same
climate
as here, so you would think that there's going to have to be some sort of getting used to period,
right?
You know, they can't just come from Colorado that has a cooler climate.
Acclimate,
right?
That's what you have to do to fish.
Mm. Yes, and then how do you? I mean, were these? Did they take five because these were five of maybe a pride,
I don't know.
You know, did they bring a mom and leave a baby?
I doubt that. They wouldn't do that.
I don't think they would do that.
No.
And maybe that's how they ended up with five.
Right.
Is
they
keeping,
didn't want to separate anybody.
Keeping those five specifically together.
Right.
But I can't even imagine trying to move.
Yeah. Again, big cats. You know, I'm not crazy about any animal in captivity except for our two dogs.
Because they deserve to be locked up.
We're gonna. They can't be trusted anywhere else.
they deserve.
We're doing you all a favor.
They deserve run of the house.
You're welcome.
Yes. But you know,
send money.
It does make me sad. You know, I think look.
We're getting Sarah McLachlan.
Zoos have, I think, had an important role throughout history.
Yes.
Because I think without zoos and without the way that we are able to experience wild animals the way we can now, we couldn't do that years ago.
Right.
You know, I mean, they had National Geographic and things like that, but, you know.
Watching it on TV is different.
It's a whole lot different. When you can get up close and personal.
And see them in person.
Yeah. It's just unfortunate is that, you know, zoos and things like that in the past have not always been, you know, great for the animals.
Right.
You know, I mean, look at what happened to Harambe.
Right.
You know, he was put into a bad situation.
He was almost elected president.
I think he was elected president.
We shall see.
We shall see.
Anyway, I think that's great. If you get a chance to go over to Big Cat Rescue in Tampa, unfortunately, this does not tell me what the address is.
Well, you can Google
them. Yeah, you can Google them. Big Cat Rescue.
And if you're looking for last-minute donations for the end-of-the-year tax write-offs,
right.
Big Cat Rescue is a great place to donate money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well...
let's see. We haven't even gone over movies and entertainment.
I know, and there's so much going on.
There is a lot going on. Any of you guys seen any movies?
I watched this really good movie on streaming on Netflix called Dough.
Dough, like D-O-E?
No, D-O-U-G-H.
Oh, like about, dough. Like
dough.
Dough, yeah. Dough. Like
yeah.
That you
it's
eat.
About, yeah, it's about okay. An old Jewish bakery.
Yes.
And this... little black Muslim kid that comes to work with him, and he ends up mixing pot with the dough.
What?
Watch. Yeah.
That's
anyway,
the good matzo.
It's a really, really good movie. It's not just about pot. Like, no, it's really, really a good movie. turns out cute in the end. But
nice.
Watch it.
Dope. Pots and bagels.
Pots and bagels. It is, yes. And it's cute. I don't know. It's kind of, I don't know.
Talk about some pots.
British.
Sticker.
I don't know. They're kind of from the UK and Jewish and Muslim. It's a whole mix.
It's just a whole mix.
It's a great movie.
Whole bagel stew.
I'm not good at describing movies, but it's great.
A movie that came out several months ago, that Sausage Party.
Yes, just came out on DVD.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
We got it. Man. We got it sent to us by Netflix. Because we, not only do we do the streaming, but we are on their queue.
Yes.
And they send us the DVD. And we got it the other night. And we thought, well, you know, our choices for the evening were to go to the Hideaway Cafe to see T.C. Carr, which now I wish we had.
Yeah.
or watch Sausage Party, which we watched. And I think I saw like the first 10 minutes and... fighting, sleeping, and just being like, you got to be kidding me.
What in the world
this is
am
terrible.
I watching?
It was terrible. I did not enjoy it. Mom watched the whole thing.
I watched the whole thing, right. and I did, there were some good messages in there. There were some really bad messages.
You feel uplifted
by
animated sausage.
I don't think I'm old enough to watch that type of cartoon.
Pornographic film.
Yes. I mean, it was got a little intense at times, or a lot of the movie. But it did have the creativity, though, that went into it. And the detail.
That doesn't work, does it?
Oh, no. Cut off.
You should just quit while you're ahead, man.
Yeah. Dad, that was almost a disaster.
Dad just tried to pour his Dunderin Blitzen
into my.
Into the beer cooling.
Into my beer cooling.
Instead of putting the can in the cooling.
Oh, what a show.
I've been pouring beers into glasses all evening. You know, look, it's an honest mistake.
Right.
Muscle memory.
Right.
Say so.
That's exactly it. Hey, look, I got a lot of balls going over here.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah. Kind of like his cranberries.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I saw the other night a trailer for this movie called Why Him?
Mm. Yeah.
That's Bryan Cranston and James Franco.
That looks great.
Looks really funny.
Yes. Wait.
Looks really funny.
We're going to have to go to the theater for that one.
Yep,
I'm excited to see Bryan Cranston doing comedy again.
Me too.
Yes.
Me too.
Yes.
Another thing, if you like the movie Elf, that's the Will Ferrell movie.
Yes.
A lot of people love this movie.
They're going to be having it
at the Tampa Theater.
I'm iffy about it.
This is like sort of like the 90th anniversary. Of the Tampa Theater. So as part of a promotion, they're going to be showing this movie Elf, and they're going to be giving people a box with a like gift in it when you go. This is all going to go down on December 14th. So that's kind of cool. It says doors open at 6 p.m. with hot cocoa and cookies in the lobby, followed by announcements and the movie at 7. Guests are asked to visit tampatheater.com or .org. Events, Elf, and... Jeez Louise.
Come on, man.
Anyway, you can...
Go
to tampabay.org and get your tickets before you go.
Go to bed before you hurt yourself.
I know, yeah. Let's see, what other movies that...
And you wonder why he couldn't watch Sausage Party.
Yeah, right. Too much for me.
Too much for you.
Hey, one of the movies that I do want to see is this. It's a boxing movie, and it's called Bleed for This. Have you seen anything about that, Todd?
No, I have not.
Well, it's about this boxer who was fairly good. He's a fairly good boxer and then got it in like a horrific car crash. And he was sort of paralyzed for a good period of time. Had one of those head halos on that was screwed into his head, that kind of thing. And he sort of like, you know, retaught himself how to walk and that kind of thing. And made his way all the way back to the ring.
Why?
Well, you know, when you like to fight, you like to fight.
I guess that would be enough for me.
Right. Anyway, that's a movie because I like those kind of movies. I like fight movies. I don't have Charlie Jules information, but Steve Persall from the Tampa Bay Times gave it a B. So that's inspiring. Some other movies that we have here that you might want to go look at.
Rogue One.
Moonlight.
Rogue One. When does that come out? Sorry, didn't mean to hijack.
Don't hijack the show. Don't. Let's see what else. Oh, the one I wanted to go see is this. It's like the Harry Potter one. It's a Fantastic Beasts.
Yes.
It's also, what's her name, J.K. Rowling?
Yes.
Rowling. Fantastic Beasts, and it's got that kid in it that played, what's his name? Eddie Redmayne.
And you want to see it?
Yeah, well, you know what?
Yeah.
It's a period piece. It's like from like 1920s. And, you know, I don't know. For whatever reason, I want to see it. Now, Steeper Saul only gave it
a
C+.
Hate it, but I want to see it.
But, you know, it looks interesting to me. So, I don't
Until
know.
You get there.
Until
what
I get
do you
there.
Think, Ty?
You might want to just wait that one out.
Yeah. I might. You know, I don't know. Let's see. What else do I have?
You should definitely go to Rogue One, though.
I don't even see that. What is Rogue One? What's it about?
It's a Star Wars story.
Okay.
Hannah's bell needs to be taken away.
I know.
It's not the next movie. It's like an in-between movie.
Mm-hmm. There's another movie out called Shining. What's it called?
The Shining?
No, it's called Moonlight. And they say that this could very well be the year's best film. It's about some young black friends. I guess they reconnect later in life after they hung out together as kids. Steve Brissall gave it an A.
Oh, wow.
He doesn't like anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
He likes it, so.
Yeah, let's see. What else do we have?
Well, he's got to like all the good Oscar-y stuff. Makes him look Oscar-y good. Stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So should I talk about good stuff that's going on this weekend? We talked about it a little bit last Friday. Don't forget, Standing Ovations down in Treasure Island is going on tonight. While we speak, Sarasota Slim is on the stage. So I hope you're listening to us. But if you're not, I hope you're enjoying Sarasota Slim down at the beach. Followed by Selwyn Birchwood tonight. Tomorrow, vendors.
Selwyn Birchwood?
Yes.
What?
Love that guy.
Starts at 8:30. We can make it. Tomorrow, Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., there are vendors, a variety of bands. The awards are being given for the sand sculptures. And at 10 o'clock, there will be fireworks.
Nice.
Down at the beach. And it continues Sunday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Again, great bands all day long, vendors.
This is Standing Ovations.
Standing Ovations.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit last week. That was kind of cool. I like that.
Yes, behind the Bellevue Biltmore down in Treasure Island. Mm-hmm. If you get a chance, check it out.
Right. Another thing, if you like a good hot dog. Now, we've been to this place. Steph, I'm not sure if you went with us. Kids, do you remember with Grammy, this is when we still had the Volkswagen bus? We all went down to that hot dog place downtown, downtown St. Pete.
Yeah.
It's called Coney Island Sandwich Shop.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, this is their 90th birthday, all right, this Saturday, tomorrow. And they are going to be rolling back their prices. You can get a hot dog, a chili dog, and a one of their famous milkshakes, all for 90 cents each plus tax.
Wow.
And then at 11:30 tomorrow, they're going to be having a hot dog eating contest.
Nice. Oh,
they're great hot dogs. I remember that. It's just a hole in the wall kind of a place. But man, oh man, it's got such history. It's been run by the same family since 1926.
Wow.
That's kind of crazy. Cool.
That's
I like
amazing.
That to me is badass.
Definitely.
Where is that?
That it's called Coney Island Sandwich Shop, and it's located at 250. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Street, North St. Petersburg. That's downtown St. Petersburg.
Yes.
If you want to call for more information, you can call 727-822-4493. Great hot dogs. Great hot dogs.
Delicious.
Yeah. Well, and while you're down there getting your great hot dogs, tomorrow from 10 to 5 and Sunday 10 to 4, they are having the Craft Art 2006 in downtown St. Petersburg.
That's cool.
Outside of the Florida Craft Art Center.
2006?
2006.
Teen.
16.
Jeebus.
And that's at 501 Central Avenue. They're actually, from what I understand, they're going to have the street shut down, 5th Street and Central Avenue, with artists, food trucks, and craft beer.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that I want to mention, because it seems to be that we're having a little bit more difficulty speaking, I want to go ahead and thank our friends at Big Storm Brewing Company for Dunder and Blixen, a.k.a. Mind Eraser.
Yeah. Thunder and Lightning.
Thunder and Lightning, yeah. Thank you so much.
The articulation potion
is gone.
All right, so I have a jerk of the week.
Ooh.
Right here from St. Petersburg.
Nice.
Who would have figured?
Yeah.
What?
32-year-old Michael Pimentel.
Oh, thank goodness.
Pimentel. Broke into a woman's apartment and snacked on her leftover chicken wings and two cans of soup.
What?
And her toucans.
Then he rummaged through her drawers. She wasn't home. Not those drawers.
Okay.
Before taking a shower where he used her bath gel.
What?
Bastard.
It's expensive stuff.
Yeah. When questioned by police, Pimentel said, "I didn't break in. The door was open."
Oh, no. Yeah.
He was arrested on a charge of burglary. Go figure.
Burglary.
Burglary.
It's because he stole the bath gel or because he ate the chicken?
Ate her wings.
Uh-huh. Ate the wings.
And two cans of soup.
Two cans of soup.
It's in here, a pimento loaf.
Yeah.
I'm just glad it was a Michael we didn't know. Uh-huh. We know a lot.
Right. One of the other things I like to do before the end of every show is give you some things to think about. And these are quotes that come from my favorite magazine, The Week magazine.
Oh, this ought to be good and articulate.
Yes. The first quote is, "The bigger the hair, the closer to God."
Oh, isn't that Dolly Parton?
Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Good. Hannah, ring your bell. Ding, ding, ding. Right. The next one says, "Progress is impossible without change. Those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything." And that came from George Bernard Shaw.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Deep thinker.
You have no idea who I am.
Look him up. Google.
The next one says, "If a man harbors any sort of fear, it makes him landlord to a ghost." And that came from novelist and minister Lloyd Douglas.
Okay.
And then I have one more. "It's just impossible to put a Cadillac in your nose."
Steve Martin.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to get small.
Small.
Sometimes I feel tall. Then I get small.
We have some other things that we're not going to be able to have. We don't have any time really to talk about. No time. Hey, one of the things I do want to mention before it's too late, and we're not going to really go too far into it, but you need to get out and get yourself a Powerball jackpot ticket.
Yes.
Because it's up to $320 million.
Yes.
Whoa.
Dang. You know. Hey, look.
You know.
Is that drawing tonight or
it
Saturday?
It says for Saturday night's drawing.
Saturday night. You have until 10 o'clock Saturday night to buy your
ticket. $320 million. Think of the possibilities.
Yes.
Wow.
That's a lot of rum.
And don't be one of those douchebags that says, "Oh, I'll probably keep working."
Yeah.
I hate those people.
Or go out
you
and
have no imagination. No.
Don't go buy a big cat.
Right.
We were talking about guard bears the last time it was this high.
That's it. Yeah.
We can have guard bears.
Guard bears.
Yeah. Anyway, we are right down to it. Now, I mentioned earlier in the show that we were going to play this song by Mose Allison, and it's called Parchment Farm. And I don't really have a whole lot of time to go into Mose Allison, but let's just say he died this week at the age of 89 years old. He's been in the music business forever. Very influential, great. Do yourself a favor. Go on Wikipedia or Google Mose, M-O-S-E, Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, and you'll get all the information that you need to know about Mose Allison. Hannah Claire, do you have anything you want to add here at the end of the show?
Not really.
Okay.
She's singing a hymn. Yeah. I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, that. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, that.
Have turkey.
You always put me on the spot.
Give thanks.
I only hope that we get a kosher bird from Israel.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Ty, anything?
Nope.
Okay. I don't really have anything else to add other than... Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Do I get to do mine?
Yes,
no,
please okay. do.
Everyone yes. love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
Okay. Well.
Okay. Okay. God, you're so negative this episode. Okay. After everyone has said anything.
All right.
Whatever. All right. Quit yapping.
Cool.
It's been a long week, Dan. Anyway, listen, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. We come to you every Friday evening live. From 6 to 8 p.m. I know I love doing this show. I look forward to doing it all week long. And I think everybody here in the studio would agree with me that it's a lot of fun. It's a great way for us as a family to get together every Friday evening.
Yes.
Anyway, that's all I've got to say.
Woo.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Listen, have a great weekend, everybody, and have a great Thanksgiving.
Bye.
Get out of here.
Good night.
Go away.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm. Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm. Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm, and I ain't never done no man no harm. Well, I'm putting that cotton in an 11-foot sack. Well, I'm putting that cotton in an 11-foot sack. Putting that cotton in an 11-foot sack with a 12-gauge shotgun at my back. Sitting over here on number 9. I'm sitting over here on number 9.
That's it.